Today is Monday, September 6th, 2021, and this is the new moon session. And for anybody that doesn't know me, I'm Debbie Moran. So I'm going to start the live on Facebook right now. Here we go. And you'll hear me repeat. Okay. So, welcome everybody. It is Monday, September 6, 2021, and this is the new moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Debbie Moran. And I'm waiting, let's see, I need to do a couple things here. And when I do that, got it. That's what I needed to do. I just needed to clear up something from my computer. So, anybody have any intentions for tonight before we actually jump right in, even though we've already jumped right in? Okay. There are a few people that are just being included by intention, and I know who they are, and I don't need to mention them. They're here. They know they're here, and we'll see what comes up. So everybody who's on the call right now, take a moment. Hi, Donna. People are starting to come on as Facebook Live now. I'm so grateful to be that you're here live with me, too. So, Donna, feel free to put anything you want to in the comments, and anybody, if you have an intention that you want to include. Right now, until I do get somebody putting something besides Susan, who actually sent hers in, just take a few moments and let's breathe together and let's do the three breaths. Everybody do full three breaths in and out. And when you do that, take a breath in and out and tap your head, in and out and tap your heart, between your heart, your sternum, and in and out and tap your navel. Okay? So, here we go. And I'm going to also start with a Buddhist prayer. And it is, may all beings, seen and unseen, be free of suffering. May all beings, seen and unseen, be at peace. May all beings seen and unseen be at ease. And may all beings seen and unseen know they are loved. They are loved, and we are all one. For those Buddhists that show up or are on the line now, you know, I improvised that one. So, been an interesting month, interesting times we live in. I feel so much like I've just had so many people come to me and in my vision of struggle and suffering and fear and strife. And so I want to actually go through our energy fields here and just clear the air, clear the fields between us, those of us on the call now and those of us who will show up later, but who are really on the call now. I want to actually be able to just clear the field and remove the tension, the entanglements, the cords and knots that seem to have everybody all tied up in knots and just needing to disentangle. A lot of people call this cutting cords. I don't believe in cutting cords. I actually believe in disentangling and then returning to sender. It's really about returning to your source so that you are clear in your presence and you are able to more clearly receive another's presence. So, with that said, I feel a lot of tension in the diaphragm and in the belly. It's that gut trembling fear of pretty much everything. Just that gut trembling fear. You know, there is, in body talk, we talk about fear being this existential driving force. That is our survival mechanism. It is that force that keeps us going. However, it is also the precursor to our intuition, which means whenever fear shows up, and it's rampant these days, the problem is it's all getting entangled with all of these stories and all of these opinions. And so I want to clear that up, like I said, between all of us, because if we listen to the initial factor of fear, which is that initial, listen. When you listen and you respond from that place, it guides your steps, because it's really just a part of our physiology that says, pay attention. Many of you have probably heard me talk about how there are so many signs out there say, beware of this and beware of that and beware of this and beware of that. It's like rampant. And really, if you just take a breath and separate those words, it's really be aware. And if we are aware, in other words, if we are consciously present through our bodies and being through our bodies, more often than not, we can step out of the way of anything that feels threatening. It's a bit like I'm back, guys. So it's like a keto. Just step out of the way and let whatever seems to be threatening just go about its business. And more often than not, it will dissipate. In a keto, if an enemy is attacking you and you stepped out of the way, then they just fall from their own momentum. And it's really that. It's about being in our own space, in our own presence. And being able to respond to life from that space of being present. I just got this really intense amount of sadness. So it feels like a lot of emotions are being stirred up. Sadness at the goings on in the world. And just being with that energy to, again, burst that shell which is almost like this embryonic fear, which is interesting that that's showing up that way. Hi, Jackie. It's interesting that this is showing up as embryonic fear, which is, if you think about it, it's actually the fear of being born. So there's a fear of death and a fear of being born. And then there's a fear of everything in between. But it doesn't have to be that way if we're able to breathe into each and every moment. Ah, Jackie's prepping for a 6-week creative retreat. Yay! It's perfect timing because this is the time to actually clarify your vision. Clarify the things that you are being called to create, and actually clarify from a place of what you're being called to create rather than what you're thinking you want or need to create. It's really about being more wholly present through the body, meaning including all the brains, not just this head thinker. So it's getting every part of your cell, every part of your body engaged in what wants to be created through you rather than what do I want to create. And it's not to say what you want doesn't matter, because what you want does matter. However, are you sure about what you want, or is it what was programmed into what you want? So it's really this great, brilliant time of revealing, hence revelations. It's this great, brilliant time of revealing the truth of your inner being so that you can fully be present. It came to me today to talk about the heart, the heart and soul of our being. And not one part of our body is more important than the other. Hey, Linda. Yes, exactly. Holy presence spelled multiple ways. And you are, and I'm grateful. So it's really about being fully, wholly present, fully fulfilled, self-fulfilled, wholly present in our bodies. And there's an old saying, there's so many sayings out there that really get misinterpreted or misconstrued or abused. But there's an old saying, home is where the heart is. And here in this current reality, it literally means that this holy vessel, this temple that you are seeming to be walking around in and engaging with all these other holy vessels is your home. Not your true home, but it's your home here. So it's really about coming from that place of being fully present where you are. Hi, Ashley. All is well when we stop to breathe into it. So there's another thing that needs to be brought up. And oh, there's a dynamic because this is a new moon in Virgo. And I was reminded today that through all throughout history, you know, they talked about the virgin, and the virgin meant having to do with not having sex and being a virgin. And more often than not, the virgins were sacrificed. They were sacred, but they were sacred like lambs to be slaughtered, which I never quite understood in lambs either. But the point is, there was a misconstrued, like so many other things. A virgin, in its real definition, means a woman whole unto herself. And I would go so far as to say the feminine whole unto herself. So I'm not being discriminating toward men. We all have masculine and feminine in us. So it's being whole unto ourselves, not for mini-me. Mini-me needs to be embraced and healed and brought into our hearts and soul and healed, and that's the inner child, that egoic part that is not to be faulted or be wronged, but to be embraced and loved because it is a part of this being. So feeling still more gut fear kind of a nauseousness came in the gut with that when I was talking about mini-me and the ego, and again, saying it is not wrong, but it's really, we're going to clarify that space of what we were taught, who we were taught we were, and what we were taught we needed to be, and how we needed to be, to remember the truth of who we are. So it feels like there's a lot of revealing coming out right now, and then we'll see what else shows up. But I want you to breathe with me for a moment, and I want you to feel into your body. Your bodies. Feel into your body. That holy vessel. And then I want you to feel where you seem to be on this earth, and feel into the earth. And even as I say I feel into the earth, I feel the moon, the pull of the moon. And the moon is in our bodies. It's our hypothalamus. The moon and sun are in our bodies, the hypothalamus and the thalamus. So breathe into that awareness, your feet on the earth, and your head in the cosmos. I think I'm suddenly getting some more clarity as to why that separation seems to be such a big gap for most of us. So how many times have you said about yourself, I'm in my head, I'm not in my body, or that person's always in their head, they're not in their body, but the head is on the body, and it just thinks it's above the body because it literally is physically above the body when you're standing up. However, I'm just now seeing the realization of the cosmos in there as well. Hey, you guys on the call. I don't know what's going on, but it keeps dropping you, so we'll see what if that continues. I'll keep coming back. So, I want to actually bring that awareness deepening into our cellular bodies. And I'm hearing it's already in there. It's already aware. But I want to do an integration of that between the brains, the heart brain, the head brain, the gut brain, and bring that awareness of the cosmos and the earth. And then also the awareness of planet Earth is a sentient living being. Breathe into that and tap that in. I've also been reminded that the world is a different thing than planet Earth. Planet Earth is a living sentient being. It is our mother from Native American perspective, Mother Earth, Father Sky. And there is truth in that. Yet the world is a construct of man mind, mankind mind. And I know you've heard me talk about human, and human means God mind, but we distorted that, got confused, perverted that, and turned it into man mind. And that's what the world is. That's what all of our establishments and systems are out there. And that's part of the imbalance that we're experiencing by being out of our natural rhythms. Out of the natural rhythm with the earth, out of the natural rhythm within our bodies. And so I'm calling for those natural rhythms to be reinstated, to be clarified, to be energized. And the moon and the sun are participating in that, this brand new moon. And the sun is participating in that, calling in the sun and this new moon together, which is the pineal and pituitary actually, no, sun and new moon is thalamus and hypothalamus, but we're linking it to pineal pituitary to energize that masculine feminine balance and that true masculine feminine balance, which is true life, life. And the essence of these bodies that are holy and this body that allows us and resources us to be remembered, to be cherished. That is the true treasure. We keep digging through the constructs of our minds, trying to dig up new information when it's all in here. And we keep digging up the earth to dig up treasures when the earth and our bodies and this life is our treasure. Ooh. Nice. So bringing that back into our awareness, bringing that remembrance back into our thinking, into our mental realm, clarifying the Maya, the illusion, and opening up the brain so it can remember, oh, I do remember. It's time to wake up. And as I recall from my astrologer friends, Uranus is playing a big part in this new moon. And Uranus in the cosmos is the wake-up call. It's the big alarm clock in the sky, in the cosmos, that says, hey, time to wake up. And now it is time to wake up. So everybody, take a nice stretch, like you're just waking up for the very first time, like you just came out of the womb, and instead of being yanked out with forceps into this cold, cold room, just imagine you came out of this warm womb into a warm tub of water, and then were cradled and gently pulled out of the water and dried off and held and rocked and nurtured. Breathe that image in, that those sensations, that memory. That's been totally pushed aside. Isn't that nice? Oh, everybody, I don't know about you, but I'm going to suggest you take a drink, because I am going to take a drink. It's time to hydrate. Yay, Jackie says, yay, and Uranus is in my sign. That's great. Rex, hi. Tanya, hi. Yes. It's time for us to wake up. And here's the beauty of it. It doesn't take everybody to wake up. It just takes enough of us to wake up and remain conscious in our bodies to where we're not throwing darts and stones and sticks and ugliness just because we see somebody that feels lost to us. Yes, Linda says, love and hugs to you all. Because you know what? We can't judge. If we judge, Beata says, on this new moon, I'm extremely exhausted. And you know why? We're all extremely exhausted because we've been pushing against the waters. We've been going upstream in the rapids, instead of turning around. And when I say turning around and going downstream, it doesn't mean succumbing to the status quo, but it also means quit fighting the status quo. Don't give that your energy. This is a time of clarification where you can step into, oh, I can step into fresh waters, because I'm always stepping into fresh waters, but I always make them muddy because, cancel, delete, I tend to make them muddy in the past because I was dragging this old stuff behind me, a bit like Marley from the Christmas Carol, dragging all of this be an interesting recording. So, Beata, sending you big waves and hugs of love and light and clarification, like we started out with tonight, with disentangling all of those cords. Because think about it like, and it's not entirely this way, but think about it in terms of like an electrical cord. We have all of our cords plugged into all of these things and overextending ourselves. And they're all knotted up and entangled with all of these other cords. So how can we possibly move freely? So we're disentangling all of that and turning to face the mirror, the clear mirror. And yes, it changes, as it will, because we all came in different bodies. We all came in different geometric combinations, sacred geometry. We all have a design, a human design that was developed or that grew to have certain abilities. Yes, we have all unlimited potentials for all of us. And yet, if we are able to tap into our inner being, our cellular metabolism, and listen and breathe into it, we can get clear moment by moment by moment, breath by breath by breath, instead of trying to set a trajectory to a place that we're actually clueless about consciously. But we can get clarity and be guided and end up feeling more whole, because we've suddenly created more space inside of our consciousness, inside of our bodies, inside of our being. And when we create more space, We get more things done. Time is speeding up. And what I'm recognizing is space is expanding. Time is contracting. So it's like disappearing, disappearing, disappearing. However, only as we've perceived it up till now. So let's allow ourselves to peel away layer by layer by layer, not until we make ourselves raw, because how many on this call, myself included, have peeled away so many layers that we were walking around like this ow, painful raw, because we didn't allow ourselves the time and space, we didn't allow ourselves the breath, the presence, to integrate what we set into motion. So this is also about integrating what we've set into motion. And that includes all that stuff out there, because we're here. And so we're here purposefully to clarify here and allow the dust to dissipate, the veil to be lifted, the truth to be known, and not just known, but experienced, to be experienced, to actually be able to be here now with all this apparent chaos, and yet feel so clear that all is well, as you said, Sonia, that it is, it becomes well, that becomes our experience. So, let's tap all that in. That's a whole lot. And I'm just going to just ask everybody to breathe and tap your head lightly. And breathe and tap your heart. And breathe and tap your navel. And as we do that, we're integrating everything we've just put into motion. And like I said, as we integrate it, we become more present, we become more whole, and it allows us to be available to what we really prefer in our lives. So we quit energizing what that we don't prefer. And there is a difference to saying what I want rather than what I prefer. Because when you say, I want this, you're coming from this lack space and an energetic realm, and in whatever realm you call it, energetic, spiritual, whatever in that realm, coming from a lack space only creates more lack. What you give out comes back to you, multiplied. So if you are putting out so much lack and so much pain, it's going to come back to you in bigger masses. So if we say this is what we prefer, it's not a rigid rule anymore. What I mean by that is, if it has to be a certain way and it doesn't seem to be that way, you're going to suffer. But if, yes, what is needed, but need is different than want. There are certain needs. And I still am doing, my mind is still spinning on using even, because here's the thing with need. Needs are different than neediness. And that's part of the challenge. And everybody who's done Breakthrough and Linda, it's like you all know that when you aren't taking care of your own needs, or when your needs aren't met, you're coming from a place of neediness, and that is going to create turmoil and struggle. So taking care of this vessel is taking care of what is needed. So, yeah. And if you just pay attention to the words you use, then what you'll do is start I'm going to actually move it away from the computer and see if that makes a difference. Yes. So, if I can retain that thought, if I can't, it'll come back. If it doesn't, it doesn't need to. So, yeah, prefer. I still lean toward prefer because that actually gives options. I prefer my needs are taken care of. And eventually, I may get to the place where I trust my needs are being taken care of. And then if I breathe enough and become present enough, maybe I'll breathe enough that I prefer my needs are taken care of, I trust my needs are taken care of, and I finally know my needs are taken care of. And then I experience all of that and my needs are taken care of. The construct of this world was designed to fit people into slots, to fit resources into slots, to run the machine of life to actually get things done. That's the way the mind works. Man mind, actually. But this body, who knows if it's a machine, but this body is beyond anything that we can actually put together. We keep putting together different parts and adding extensions and adding links and syncing. And yet, it's all already there if we just breathe into it and tap into it and remember it. And honor it, actually. Honor it. We're taught that to take care of your own needs is selfish if it conflicts with another person's needs. Not necessarily true. It's simply what we're taught. What we're programmed into. So a big part of this session is a deprogramming session. It's literally, let's just peel away the layers of programming that says this is that way, and this is that way, and this is that way, instead of being curious and breathing and being present to what actually is available. Because I'm finally available for it. You're finally available for it. And the beauty of that is not about converting people or changing people, but it really is about being that example. Being able to be in a space where you can accept and receive that. And trust that you being able to accept and receive that doesn't diminish anybody else's ability to be able to be present and receive what they need. Ah, so what's happening in the construct of the mind and what I'm seeing is with that whole dynamic of the world versus planet, not, I mean like versus the world, planet, sentient being, world, construction of mind. And what I'm seeing with that is a sense of needing to keep order. And losing oneself. It looks like I'm seeing a rat wheel, you know, like a hamster wheel. Seeing a hamster wheel. It's just that wheel. And it's funny that I'm seeing a hamster wheel because I'm also being told. That's representing the wheel of karma, which is similar to sin. It's programming. It's all part of the illusion. Very interesting. I hear in the back of my mind blasphemy, but it's like, no, it's not blasphemy. It's like the wheel of life, the wheel of karma, the curse of sin and generations before and generations after. It's really, it's all a part of that programming. It's like literally, I want everybody to see themselves on that wheel and in that cage, but the door is open. So I want you to just take a moment and stop on the wheel. And notice that if you stop on that wheel, it quits spinning. And then just slide yourselves over off that wheel and out that door right now. And then just watch that cage and that wheel just sink into the void and go back to its origination, back to its source. We don't need to be on the hamster wheel anymore. And just because we don't need to be on the hamster wheel anymore doesn't mean that our bodies need to pass. They can, but they don't have to. But a lot of people are, because they can't adapt or adjust to what's going on. They can't grasp what's happening, so they need to move on. Just breathe into gratitude for that, for all of those who seem to have moved on, and the fact that you can still feel their presence. And I almost see like all of the ancestors like standing up and cheering and applauding, doing a little dance, in, you know, Native American dance, Irish jig, all of the dances. I just see the ancestors applauding that idea, that level of consciousness that says, ah, I still feel your presence and I thank you. Because I know in my heart of hearts and in my soul that we are one, even if it makes no sense to many mind here. And I'm not diminishing many minds, I'm just clarifying. It's okay. It's almost like, okay, you can rest now. I love you and I appreciate you and I love your engagement. And let's see if we can expand that horizon and that awareness to include well, this is a glitch that we'll need to work on the next time. But I appreciate everybody's presence. See what I can do next time about that. But for right now, I'm going to come back to that space of gratitude, that space of appreciation, and that space of breathing into now. And feeling the expansiveness of your energy field, of everyone's energy field that has tapped into this, whether they consciously did or they just chose to energetically, feeling that presence and that expansion and that brightening of that light. Yeah. Now I feel like I want to go into Going back into the belly now. Into the belly. Diaphragm, the navel, the pelvis. So that sense of individuation, that sense of who we are as a personality, and needing to calm that personality. I actually could quote Oprah. I actually like what she said about, you know, from her perspective, our only purpose in life is to bring our personality into alignment with our soul's purpose. And so that actually can bring some comfort to our personality, to the egoic part of us, to allow it to just relax. Allow it to feel safe. Ah, because it doesn't feel safe. So we want to actually calm it and let it just feel safe. And here's the beauty of this. So it can feel safe enough to quit trying to control everything. So it can feel safe enough to trust that we are grown up enough, are mature enough now in our consciousness, even as we're learning or remembering, unlearning and remembering, to actually trust that we are willing to listen and that we're willing to be able to respond. So tapping into being ready, willing, and able. I know everybody here is ready. I know, I'm pretty sure everybody here is willing, or at least willing to be willing. And then we want to be willing to be able to be present, to open up our hearts and minds, to bring the central vessel into alignment so that the Kundalini channels, the central vessel channels, the governing vessel and central vessel channels are expanded and open so the energy flows through and not just through the earth and up into the heavens, but it flows throughout our field and throughout the world in such a way that, like I said, it's expanding our energy, but also opening up those channels and those pathways to allow the energy to flow so that there's no fear of short-circuiting in the body. To eliminate that worry loop, that regurgitated worry loop that thinks it's our thinking body, and to open up our mental realm to truth. Thinking. Not the loopiness of what we think we know. More of the openness to be available to the unknown. And to not only be available to the unknown, but be curiously receptive and excited about it, just like we were before we were taught to be afraid. And yes, we came in with a certain level of fear, but more often than not, we were very curious. But we were taught, this is not safe. This is not safe. This is not safe. You are not safe. It was like, totally, we're going to rewrite that script. Safe, safe, safe. A low crest. Safe. You are safe as a child because it really is our inner child. I am not a proponent of kill the ego. I am a proponent of love it. Make it feel safe because it is that little part of us that got lost in the shadows and is afraid to come out in the open. for fear of punishment or death. Now, we're loving all of ourselves and encouraging and being that example for ourselves so clearly that eventually somebody else says, I want what she has. I want what he has. And then you could just be with them and be present and know that their language will change too. Because it won't be, I want what she has or what he has anymore. It'll be, I am being whole, holy, and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Thank you, Chris. So, everybody, if you do a little movement, get yourself moving. I'm going to do a little shake. Shake some of that off. Take a drink. And see what else wants to come up. I was very thirsty after that. I'm feeling the water, this, the elements, and the hydration of water now coming through the cellular metabolism. Bringing that energy down, bringing that water down through the cells, through the cell wall, into the genes, into all the parts of the cells, the little ribosomes, the organelles of the ears, into the fascial connection. And making the lungs, the skin, the tissue, the fascia, more available to air, to oxygen, to life, because breath is life. And it's time we quit withholding it from ourselves. Okay, Linda says, if we ever feel we are losing our connection to source, you've shown us we can simply dial back in. And yes, always. That's the point. That's the point. You know, it's like each breath is a new start. You're never stuck except for the thinking of being stuck. We're never stuck except for the thinking of being stuck. Every breath is new life. And every breath opens up our cells and our metabolism that says, okay, let's breathe new life into these cells. Let's breathe new life into this body. Let's breathe new life into the body of this life, into the body of this world. Let's renew our connection to our source that was never lost but was plugged off. It was pinched off. It was dammed off. That's an interesting dynamic. I literally saw beavers with a dam, and it's interesting the way the word dam shows up, because it's like literally our connection to source was dammed off. And it's like, I had a client the other day who said, I'll be damned if I do it, I'll be damned if I don't. And I said, cancel, delete. What if you say instead, I'll be blessed if I do, I'll be blessed if I don't. So it's really a shift in perspective. A shift in perspective. Yes. And here, Andy mentions the easy button. So everybody, you all have one of these now. See this? So, easy button. Press.
That was easy.
So, whenever you feel stuck,
That was easy.
Remember this button and push it for yourself. Because you have the power. You have the power. That's the part we've forgotten. You have the power to actually free, to remember that you're not a slave. Because really the whole construct of the mind is an enslavement protocol. And it's so funny because when I first started with these computers, and I love the fact that we have them and we're available to them, but one of the things I noticed, and it wasn't an easy path for me up till now with computers, but one of the things I noticed was the language of computers. And one day I was just looking at it and I saw the words master, slave, and I went, what the? That's interesting. So even in our computer technology, we use master, slave. So this whole protocol of what we're seeing going on in the world right now is an enslavement protocol. The programming is an enslavement protocol, and it's what we've done to ourselves. So we have the power to free ourselves. If we remember, we have the power to free ourselves. And it's not about a revolution out there. It's about a revelation in here. And breathing into that. A revolution out there is part of the construct of that enslavement protocol. And if you want to keep that alive, keep fighting out there. But it's not going to help. And that doesn't mean you can't be an advocate for something. But do pay attention that where you pay attention is where your energy goes. And where your energy goes, matter follows. So it's time for us to actually step up, grow up, mature, become spiritually, consciously aware and present. And remember that we have the power. Except we gave it away. We damned it off. We allowed the programming to tell us we've been damned. We are not damned. We are blessed. And the more we remember how blessed we are, the more blessings we shall see. So I'm encouraging everybody, please pay attention to where you focus your energy. Because there are many people that don't experience this work. More people are becoming available to it now because quite frankly, because everybody's inside, which is an interesting benefit to these times. So more people are being aware of the energy realm and the fact that we are energy, and yet the programming is fighting for its life. But those of us who are conscious enough and have been in this field for long enough, whatever that time frame is, it's important that we keep our energy clear, that we keep our focus clear, that we focus on what we prefer without pointing fingers at what is not okay and what is not wrong and what is wrong. It doesn't mean we don't respond. I wrote a letter to the city this week, and it's basically, I wasn't asking. It was just clear. This is not okay. So it's okay to speak your truth. But don't focus on the revolution out there. Focus on the revelation in here. Focus on when you catch yourself saying you're damned or you're stuck or you're exhausted, say, am I really? No, that's not true. I've had that moment of exhaustion, and now I'm open to a different experience. And I'm going to focus on what I need to do, what I'm called to do. I don't do anything anymore without feeling called to do it. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm not. I'm just saying I've learned to listen, and I still make a lot of mistakes, if there is such a thing, because I don't believe there are mistakes or accidents. I just believe they're part of life. But listening to that inner guidance, that call that pulls you forward, is a lot different than being pushed from behind. And it's just like with body talk, how we have the big four: motivation versus enthusiasm, or motivation versus that is the language of the heart and soul. And just pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel sad, but breathe into that sadness. Don't immediately assume you're sad because of something you've seen or heard. That was just the trigger. If you're afraid in the moment, breathe into that fear. Don't assume it's from a certain dynamic. Trust that if you breathe into it, it will become clear. And you will suddenly remember, oh, maybe that's not true. Maybe. And yeah, Chris said something about inside so many retrograde planets. And guess what? Retrograde is not always bad. It gives us an opportunity, just like these inward times, these times that feel like restrictions. Maybe they're blessings. And maybe these blessings are given to us so that we know we have the power to say yes to what we prefer in our lives and no to what we don't. We don't have to fight. We just say, no, I'll have none of that, thank you. I'll take that instead. No long-winded story to ourselves or anyone else. Just simply the acknowledgement that the power is within and it is available if we quit giving it away. Yes, listen to your heart and follow. Tap into alignment. No mistakes. Only happy little accidents and redirect, even though I don't believe in accidents. Happy little missteps, even though I don't believe in missteps. Just happy as we go. Inspiration and enthusiasm, not excitement. We can say excitement, but excitement is more nervous system. So we're in our nervous system so much. So it's really about calming down our nervous system and bringing our heart to life and bringing our gut into harmony. Well, Chris. So you have plenty of Chris has four planets retrograde in her chart. So she has plenty of time to go within. Internal work, indeed. Happy little missteps, easy button. I love you guys. So, breathe. Let's take a moment. Just breathe and tap that in, head, heart, and belly. And massive joy. Joy is the blood that runs through our veins. Okay, we've gone a little bit over, but I'm good with that. I love you all. I thank you all for showing up. Sorry about the glitches, but there are no glitches. They're just redirects. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you next time. Good night, and blessed be.